When Preacher straightened, he scooped her off the ground and she wound up draped over his left shoulder like a sack of grain.
Dirty, rest, frackin' bean popper!
She kicked her feet and pounded at his back with her fists. He had noticed that she wasn't wearing a sheath knife and hoped she didn't have a blade squirreled away somewhere in those baggy clothes. He was still holding the dragoon. He pouched the iron and then used his open right hand to deliver a resounding swat to the girl's rump. The way she was lying over his shoulder had pulled those canvas trousers tighter, so the blow didn't meet any resistance other than her own natural padding. Outraged, she only struggled even harder. Lord have mercy.
Let go of me! Put me down, you mangy cactus licker!
Well, looks like I'm gonna have to. You ain't gonna settle down no other way.
Still holding her tightly, he marched out of the rocks and headed for the Gray Bull. On the other side of the river, Lieutenant Stanton, Sergeant Hodge, and the other soldiers stared in open amazement as Preacher came into sight with his kicking, squirming burden. Up on the hilltop, the fat man who'd been talking to Jamie stomped out to the edge of the slope and shook a pudgy fist threateningly toward the mountain man.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Let that girl go right now!
Preacher lifted his right hand and waved as if to indicate that he was about to do that very thing. He reached the edge of the bank, studied the swiftly flowing water to make sure no rocks were jutting up under the surface, and then heaved the girl off his shoulder and into the air above the river. She plummeted down and struck the water with a huge splash, throwing thousands of sparkling droplets high into the air. She went under but didn't stay submerged for more than a second. Then she burst up through the river, soaked to the skin with her long brown hair plastered to her head and covering her face. She flailed around crazily for a moment before she seemed to realize that she could stand up in the river and was in no danger of drowning. The water only came midway up her torso. She pawed the wet hair away from her face, shook water out of her eyes, and glared at Preacher as if she would have gladly peeled away every inch of hide off him with a dull knife.